Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have back with us in the studio a little Christmas spirit this morning, Captains Jay and Jamie Spaulding.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
We got to talk to you guys a couple weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving. I assume all went well with the big Thanksgiving meal at the Army?
It did. It was crazy. There were probably a good 300 people in the room, but we served well over 400 plates because we did a lot of to-go orders. But it was a very festive day. We had live music and it's a wonderful day down there on Thanksgiving.
We learned two things. Cook more stuffing.
We ran out of stuffing, and that is a travesty.
Carrots are not people are not a fan of carrots.
We have carrots for days left.
With your stuffing, is it?
It's stuffing. We're just going to leave.
Yes, okay. We don't share that it's stovetop.
I know. You guys. Grew up a little bit north of here, so I didn't know if you were familiar with the cornbread dressing and all the particulars of that. I mean, we're a little. That's how it goes here.
I was from a stovetop family, I have to admit.
But I would like to tell you that Kentucky's still below the Mason-Dixon line.
So you understand the meaning of the cornbread. Well, very good. Hey, and Christmas, of course, is right around the corner. This is the busy, busy time of year for the Salvation Army. Lots of different things going on. Of course, you've seen the great volunteers that are out ringing the bells and different folks trying to raise money for the Red Kettle campaign. How's it going so far?
We have our up days and our down days. We still have great faith that we're going to make our $90,000 goal. And that really happens just by people giving those little bitty donations. I mean, don't get me wrong. We'd always love to have a nice size check in the kettle, or if someone wants to come by and write that out and drop it off to us, we can always receipt that form for the tax purposes. But, just the change out of your pocket, those couple extra dollars after you run into Walmart or Walgreens or wherever you're going, that will make all the difference in our Red Kettle campaign.
It's hard for some of us now because, I carry my phone and my debit card is in my phone, and sometimes I'll run into a store and that's all I have with me.
Well, and in some of our bigger cities, we have like a dip jar where you can
swipe.
And we've thought about trying that here, and that may be something we look for in the future. But right now, we're counting on you folks to have your change.
I know.
But keep it with you in December.
Yes, ma'am.
If it is, you can only donate on your phone, or you only have a credit card, or you only have a check. There's ways you can donate that way as well. You can call 1-800-SAL-ARMY. Even though it's a national number, that still gets to our local, because when you put in your zip code, it comes to us. Or, if you want to write out a check, you can do that. Listen, if there's a way that someone wants to donate, I can
make sure it happen.
Well, just remember, when you check out, you do get a cash back option. You can select to get some cash back, and then you can put that in the kettle when you walk out of the store. $90,000, that seems like an enormous amount of money when you're talking about a dollar here and a dollar there. But of course, it all adds up, and you guys have done that in the past.
Yeah, last year we did just barely over 90,000, so we are having faith that the community can do that again. And when we take this $90,000, it seems like a huge amount of money, but stretching that out over five counties and trying to make that last throughout the year, it doesn't go as far as we would like for it to. So if we can make $100,000, we'll take that as well. But this $90,000, I was talking to somebody the other day, and what's interesting about this is out of that $90,000, about $20,000 of that comes through in change. Change, and we count all of that change. So that's pretty amazing to think.
That's what we spend our mornings doing.
Yeah, counting kettles every day, right?
That's right. We count our kettles every day so that we know what we've done and where we're at that point. So
they have totally embraced analytics, and they're comparing day-to-day trends from past years. And we were up 50 cents this day. We're down. They're looking at the extended weather forecast.
We compare the weather from year to year. We compare whether or not it was a rainy day. I mean, we do. We look at it. We keep so many records so that we can kind of figure out how to do the best.
We do apologize for not very much rain, but we have been praying that it would only rain from at 9 p.m. at night to 9 a.m. in the morning.
Right. So it's a hard day on our kettle workers when they're out there in the rain and the really cold weather. So,
well, the lack of rain in October and November has nothing to do with you guys. So I say you're in the clear. Tell us where the money goes. I mean, if it's a $90,000 goal and it's going to stay here locally, tell us where that money is going to impact our folks.
Well, we have a social service office at the Salvation Army, and every month we help with food assistance for needy families. We help with rent assistance, utility bill assistance, all kinds of things like that. We also do character building programs for young people. We send kids to camp. Just everything that we do in the Salvation Army. Yes, we have a wonderful thrift store, and it's funded that way, but also we count on those donations at Christmas time for us to be able to do a few extra things throughout the year.
This is something that keeps us going, gives us the fuel to get through that next year. You know, our thrift store will get us through kind of our day-to-day stuff, but this is what really boosts us forward to make sure that we have enough to make it through that July and August and make sure those days are still well-funded and we're able to give out those food boxes and partner with other agencies to help people pay their utilities and their rent and things like that.
This is the above and beyond. This is the icing right on the cake where you get to really reach out and do some great things.
And also, we are committed to providing Christmas for every single child on our angel tree. Yes, it is wonderful when they are adopted, and that is the goal. But when we have children who are not adopted off of our tree, part of that money goes toward making sure that they are taken care of at Christmas as well.
We will spend this Christmas over $10,000 just in gift certificates for food for families that come through in our five counties. So that's quite a bit of money right there. That's 10% of what we're going to raise. We'll go right out, mm-hmm. just right back, just as soon as we bring it in.
And in fact, we've already spent that. I've already ordered all of those and paid for those. Because every family that signs up through our Angel Tree in Baxter and Marion County receives a food card. And then every one who signs up for their own Angel Trees in Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton County receives a food card from the Salvation Army in addition to their Angel Tree gifts.
And that stays local as well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, you're not, it's not a Visa gift card.
No, it's a Walmart gift card, except for Izzard County, because it's a little harder for them. They get HARPS. But all of that is spent right back here in our community.
Yeah, and, you know, she was talking about, you know, some of our angels, it's great when they get adopted. A lot of our angels go off the tree in the very beginning, but people get busy during that Christmas season, and they forget that they got an angel, or it's too late that they got it, you know, too late to go get that gift. And so we have to make sure that those are filled and given out by December the 20th, because these toys go home with those parents so that they can wrap them, they can get those things ready for the kids. And so we have to go out and purchase those things. So on the 18th and the 19th, those days like that, you will see us in Walmart late at night, you know, going and buying gifts for these kids that were forgotten.
Now, Captain Jamie, today is Saturday, December 9th.
Yes, you have until Friday, December 15th. Is that Friday?
Yeah.
None of us have our phones in our hands.
To turn your gifts in. Now, we will leave our angel trees up until the day before distribution, just because it'll give us a final push maybe for some of the angels that were left off. But the 15th is our goal date to have everything back, because then that gives us just a little window to get everything sorted and organized. We have a very strategic process that I have been perfecting for 20 years. Every year I find a new way to do something, but so that when parents show up on December 20th, their family's gifts are bagged and ready to go. So the sooner we can get those back, the better. And if you did take an angel and maybe you just forgot about it, we'd love for you to turn those gifts in. Or maybe you took one and you thought you would be able to provide for them, but things have changed for you this Christmas season, and you can bring it back to the Salvation Army and we can get it in someone else's hands. But we know that everyone loves to buy a child a toy at Christmas, and so we usually don't have too much problem. But I will say, out of our angels, we probably have 25 to 30% that are taken off of a tree and not returned. So we're just kind of begging you, if you've got an angel this year.
I had no idea. Was that meant?
Well, and you know, in bigger cities, you have a mall, so you kind of track who takes the angel. So if you forget, you can get a little call from the Salvation Army reminding you. But in a smaller town where we don't have a mall, you just put them all out there and people just grab them as they're walking by. So yes, we're just, we're very hopeful.
Those who didn't get an angel, or those who maybe says, I can't take care of a whole angel, going and buying one toy makes a difference as well, because we can combine that with two or three other people who bought a toy and fill an angel out. Or we can also take those, because one thing that we don't talk about a lot is on the 21st, if we have anything left over, we help out those who didn't get a chance to sign up on the Angel Tree. So any toys that we have left over, anything that was raised from our toy drives that we didn't use for our Angel Tree kits, we give those out to families that didn't get a chance, or maybe something happened between the time we did signups and the 20th, and they're needing that extra help, and we can try to help them out with that.
Last year, we helped an additional 103 kids on that emergency day. So that is still a huge day. And I mean, we will give out until we don't have anything else or until time has just run out. So.
Until Rudolph's nose is no longer
that's
red.
That's right. That's right.
Now, Captain Jamie, you've told us in the past, you know, we talk a lot about toys and everybody loves to go buy toys for little kids. I mean, it's a great experience. But we have a category of kids that kind of get left off the list. And you guys are working really hard this year to provide gift cards to the teenagers.
That's right. Well, we're doing stockings for teenagers. Mm-hmm. And that's just the teen siblings of our Angel Tree kids. Mm-hmm. We're not really in a position yet to open it up for all teens, but maybe that would be a goal in the future. But, you know, if you've got four kids and three of them are on our Angel Tree, we like to provide something for that teenager. So also on the trees, you'll see some mesh stockings, and they have a suggested list for girls or boys, and gift cards are on that list, but also wallets and watches and bath stuff and just things that teenagers would like. And so you fill that up, and so for every teenager in the families of our Angel Trees, they will receive a stocking.
That's
so
fun.
That's always hard to get those filled. It's also hard for us. We find that the child that is left on our Angel Tree more often than not is our 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old boys.
Mostly boys. Some girls, too, but mostly boys.
Some girls, but mostly boys. Nobody wants to buy for that older boy. It's harder, you know, because it's a video. They're talking about a video game where they're talking about, you know, some kind of electronic or, a remote control car, those type of things. Because that's what they're into. But, you know, we want to make sure that these kids are taken care of during that time as well.
Right. And it's so much fun. I mean, maybe it's just for me because I'm a mom of three boys, but I just want to buy a Barbie doll. So it is fun to shop for those little girls. But you do see it as you walk by our Angel Tree. You look on there and you see these 10, 11, 12-year-old boys are what are left. So if something wants to pull at your heartstrings this Christmas season, go get one of those older boys off the tree because they need gifts too.
For anyone who maybe doesn't have grandchildren around them every day and they're not familiar with the top toys of the season, I know you always give a suggested list, you know, but any, you know, prime suggestions for a girl and a boy this time of year?
Oh, my goodness. I would say Shopkins has been a huge ask. Hatchimals, and I know I didn't realize how pricey Hatchimals were, but now apparently there are mini ones, like little, you know, all different kinds of them. That's been a big one. For our boys,
you know, traditional Legos are always big. Legos go all the way up.
Guns.
Legos go all the way up to age 38, my age. And Nerf guns are always a great one. You know, anything that you can aggravate your other siblings with is really good.
Yeah.
And now there's a lot of these, especially like art kits, the science kits, things like that. Mm-hmm. Both the boys and the girls love the art and the science kits. Mm-hmm. And that's always a nice little thing that can come in.
The Star Wars movie's coming out in a couple of weeks, I think, or so. And, I mean, Star Wars is always at the top of the list as well.
We got some pretty sweet Star Wars Lego sets. And I don't like Star Wars or Legos, and I was pretty impressed by it.
Yeah.
Be careful on those Lego sets, though, especially for, you know, say, three-year-olds when it says, like, 451 pieces. Please be nice to some of the parents, too.
Yes, that's right.
We are guided by the suggested age list.
We are. And Legos say from age 4 to 99. Throw that out
for
there.
And for the little ones, they have these jumbo Legos.
Those
are so nice.
Yes,
those are so much easier to pick up off the floor as well.
And you can see those before you step on them, usually.
Absolutely. Legos are very dangerous. Captain Jay, we talk every year, and I want to allow you, you know, to share your Salvation Army experience as a child as well, because nothing is more Christmas than the story of you growing up, for me personally. But your family benefited from the Salvation Army when you were one of those little boys.
Yeah, I was that 10-year-old boy that was waiting for help, and I didn't even know I was waiting for help. You know, my parents, my father had lost his job, my mother was disabled and wasn't getting a disability check at that time. And so my parents came to me in November and said, hey, there's not going to be Christmas. I understood, didn't like it. And they said, you know, maybe once we get on our feet or we get taxes back, we can have a little celebration. And it's hard to hear as 10 years old. And on December the 23rd, a Salvation Army officer like myself and like my wife and an advisory board member, a great member of the community, showed up at our door. with a bag of toys and with some food. And I can remember the things I got in them. I mean, I got a pair of Converse tennis shoes. I got some Legos, and I got a pair of basketball. And I got a basketball. As a matter of fact, I still have on Converse today. They're still near and dear to my heart.
I think there's a reason why you still love Converse and Legos.
It is there, and that's so it stuck with me. And the Salvation Army, and we try to do this as well. We don't want to just put a Band-Aid on the problem. I mean, yeah, we want to help out the kids and get them gifts, and we want to make sure that these parents have something to celebrate the holiday season for, but we want to help people out throughout the year. And so the Salvation Army there did the same thing. They helped my father end up getting a job at the local Salvation Army. And then my father made me pay it forward. And every Saturday that next year, we rang bells every single Saturday all day long. So, and it was just for us to say, hey, we're going to give back to what was given to us.
And I'll say, even now, Jay's father has come to live with us. And when you're seeing someone pick up those bell ringers, if you'll look closely in that van is Jay's dad, yeah. Because he still believes in giving back to the Salvation Army because it was a life-changing moment.
Now, he might have on a Kentucky t-shirt, but don't hold that against him. I mean, he is a good man, even though he might cheer for the wrong team in this part of the world.
Every once in a while, we will cheer on Arkansas, but it gets hard.
There hasn't been a lot to cheer about lately. That's been the problem. Captains Jay and Jamie Spaulding of the Salvation Army, bless you both. I know, I can only imagine how busy this time of year is for you, but I know you do it all for the betterment of our community. You crazy long hours, and you're driving around town in the cold picking up the bell ringers and shopping last minute to make sure every child who is on the list can get something for Christmas and just feel special for a moment. And on behalf of all of us, we sure thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.